This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
You're going to eat a lot of peaches. Turn it up, Landfill. Peaches come in a can. They were put there by a man in a factory downtown. You like this, B?
No.
I think this band is called Presidents of the United States of America. Does that impact your ability to like this song?
Still don't like the song. They're singing about peaches being put in the can?
Yeah. You prefer peaches and cream?
No,
you're not a peach guy.
I'd rather have a peach right off the tree. Once you start doing everything to it, you keep it, mess it up.
I love cooked peaches, peach cobbler.
I don't like a lot of cooked stuff.
Peaches cooked, in a can. Like, I just had a peach yogurt. I think that's why Landfill played
that. Just give me the peach off the tree.
So I like peaches, but I don't like them when they're hard. I like them when they're soft. I like them when they have that tart.
Like, they can be hard and be sweet. I like them right before they start to get too soft.
I like them soft, baby.
That or nectarine, even those, I would destroy those.
I've seen you. And plums. I've seen you murder some plums.
And you got...
Bea walk in here
they
with
got
a...
Plums.
You know the little tray of plums they sell at the grocery store? Like 2 inches by 4 inches? Bea will just murder the whole thing in the summer.
Bro, they got plums, pluots. It's still a plum. They got all these different names for them now. You got the green ones, the red ones, the black ones, the yellow ones.
North Bethesda, North Potomac.
I don't care.
I like plums out of the fridge, though. I like them to be cold.
That's cool, too. If they're in the fridge or not in the fridge, I'll eat them.
All right. I want to have some conversations about the Commanders, where they are. I still think we need to have some Blau conversations, but the defensive coordinator is now the top of the list, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
A guy we talked about a while back was Jonathan Gannon. I was mentioning looking back to like November, I thought Gannon would get fired. I thought he'd have some opportunities. I don't think this is worth the whole song and dance, Landfill, so I'm just going to say it. Rap Sheet just reported. The Commanders are hoping to interview Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores for their vacant defensive coordinator job. Flores's contract is up in Minnesota, so he is able to look at similar jobs.
Okay.
I think, obviously, Flores would be the one seed. What I like most about Flores...
Flores is aggressive.
Aggressive. Aggression.
Listen, I've said it always, bro. You let a quarterback drop back, they don't have to be the best. And you don't put the pressure on them, they'll pick you apart. But you make a quarterback speed up his process, they will make some mistakes.
I think what I love about Flores is they have done it, certainly not, like Houston, when you watch them, has horses. They have talent, right? The Vikings have talent, but it's also systemic how they get to the quarterback. They manufacture the pressure.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is realistic with Flores, who's probably going to get head coaching looks too?
He's going to get head coaching looks, but will this league be honest and fair with him about that? Or will they keep BSing and thinking he has to go get another defense coordinator job? Because not many owners want to deal with him because he challenged them. So it's going to take a strong owner to even have him as a defense coordinator.
All it takes is one owner to say, I don't give a bleep that you guys had this lawsuit with him. I'm hiring him anyway.
Mm-hmm. It takes one to do that, but they didn't do it last time.
So I think about Jimmy Haslam with the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wanted quarterbacks to start getting these fully guaranteed deals. And nobody knew what to do with Deshaun Watson coming off of the charges and whatever, mm-hmm. the allegations anyway. And Haslam said, I don't care. We need a quarterback. That dude could play. Give him all the money. Trade the picks. Let's go get him.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It does just take one owner to give Flores a top job. I'm not sure that an owner will do that.
Yeah.
Do you think you could actually get him out of Minnesota to come here for the same job? And how big is that
check?
It's
possible. I mean, it's a big check. Like, you can tell him, look, come over here. We're going to give you the assistant head coach job and blah, blah, blah. The money makes a difference, though. That makes a difference. Because right now, he's comfortable in Minnesota. You're going to have to make it good for him. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to just jump. You got to make it look better than where he's at.
It's got to, right?
Yeah.
How do you think Dan Quinn handles that? Because Flores' defense is not what we've seen from Quinn.
But if he's going
way
get,
more
if he's going to get hired, Dan's going to have something to do with it, right? So he might like it. Like, when Dan Quinn was in Seattle, that was an aggressive bunch of people.
Yeah.
So may he want to get back to that with somebody like a Flores? Can you imagine what Quinn has normally shown you for his defense with some Brian's aggressiveness in it? That could be an enhancement.
For sure. The Brian Flores thing would be the home run, right? I mean, you look at his defenses, it would be massive. You wonder, though, how many – I mean, is Jerry going to be outbid? If Flores is really going to go around and look at other DC jobs – would anything stop the Cowboys?
Yeah, but anything might not stop them, but some people don't want to deal with Jerry's BS.
Sure.
Okay? Let's be real. Jerry probably is one of the guys who don't want to deal with somebody like a Flores because he calls people out. Jerry does a lot of screwed up stuff in the league already.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
In a little place like this?
I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
So, it's not totally... These coaches' salaries don't really get reported, but... According to theories, internet reports, he's making $3.5 to $4 million.
Mm-hmm.
Does that jump to $8 million?
I don't know.
Apparently, Fangio's making like $5 million, and he's making the most in Philly.
Yeah, I don't think it'd jump all the way to $8 million.
$6 million?
No. Mm-hmm. It has.
I also don't care.
See, the question
coaches'
is,
salaries aren't part of the cap.
Yeah, like, but the thing of it is this: like, you know, we look at the coach's salary. Who's had the better defenses? Fangio, right?
Then who?
Flores.
Yeah.
Overall ranking. So
I think Philly's got way more talent.
Still, that's not either one of them fault. It's whatever you give me. But normally it comes down to the production of those teams, not necessarily just because you're getting a new contract.
So that brings me to Jonathan Gannon. When you and I talked about him, I mean, in Arizona for 3 years, that team was not very good. And defensively, they weren't great, right? Like, their defense ranked in 2 out of 3 years, bottom 5 in points allowed, bottom 10 in yards allowed. You go back to his time in Philadelphia, they were excellent. Is that Gannon or is that talent? I'm asking.
I don't know. Gannon picked the talent, didn't he? Didn't he pick the people he chose on his team?
I'm in Arizona, you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, they have a GM.
But the GM don't get to just say here, take all these players. You have some say in it.
Would you like Gannon? To me, Gannon is more realistic than Flores. Flores would be top of the list.
I don't want to just get realistic just because it's easier. I want to try to get the best.
For sure.
And at this point, who's the best?
Passing defense was not good. Rush defense was not good. Flores, I mean, even when he was running things in Miami, that defense was good.
Mm-hmm.
Flores, to me, becomes absolutely the top option. You wonder if he's going to get a head coaching job. I don't know this, but Matt Ryan is now running things in Atlanta. Matt Ryan and Brian Flores are both Boston College guys. Is Arthur Blank the guy that will say, you know what, I don't care about the lawsuit, we're going to do this thing? When he was the head coach in Miami, his first year there, now that was a bad team. I mean, they went 5-11, and they had they were 30th in yards allowed, 32nd in points allowed. The next year, they really turned it around. Top takeaway team in football. Got to 6th in points allowed, still gave up a bunch of yards. I mean, he's had a number of really good defenses, and what you see for sure with a Brian Flores coach defense, super aggressive.
Yeah.
They're going to bring the fight to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a departure from Quinn, for Quinn. Brian Flores obviously has a ton of ties to New England. Adam Peters was in New England for a long stretch of his career. So there's got to be some familiarity there. How much does hiring Flores turn the heat up on Quinn? You know what I mean? Does Quinn want to do that?
Man, at this point, I think coaches are trying to get better. I don't think anybody worrying about the pressure right now. I would think if I get the better coach and he comes in, we're going to produce. And if we produce, I don't have nothing to worry about. So I don't think you can be concerned about that. When you're trying to get better, you want to go out there and get the best of the best. So you know you're going to be performing at a high level, and nobody has to worry about that.
If you just got in the car, Ian Rappaport reporting, the Commanders are hoping to interview Vikings defensive coordinator Brian Flores for their vacant D coordinator job. Flores's contract is up in Minnesota, so he is able to look at other similar jobs. I imagine the list of folks wanting to interview Brian Flores is significant. Could this be just a way of driving money up in Minnesota? I don't know. Could this be to apply pressure to head coaching opportunities? I don't know. I know this. Folks that want Washington to be better should be really excited about the prospect of Brian Flores running their defense. I also know this. Don't go anywhere. Mike Florio joins us at 11.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.